is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
From Pleasant Green Baptist Church, Reverend Michael Grimes is my pastor. I'm sitting in for BJ for Just Stuff. And my topic today is what it means to abide in Jesus Christ. What it means to abide in Jesus Christ. You know, Webster talks about abide and gives us something to know concerning abide. And it tells us that to abide is like to remain and continue, amen, or to stay in a certain event, amen, or with someone, amen, to dwell or to live in a place. And I look at it as our heart, our soul, and our mind. Amen. We need to put in everything that we are, amen, in order to continue with Jesus Christ. I like to go to a very familiar passage of scriptures coming from Genesis 22:1-5. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and give it thee into him and get thee unto the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of God, which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass. I just like to stop right there simply because we're dealing with abide. And we, from that few verses of scriptures, we find, you know, Abraham listening, you know, to God and taking the commandments of God to make his son a sacrifice. But when he said to abide, amen, stay put. We usually say that word in our language, stay put. Don't move, amen. Don't leave away from this place until I tell you, come go with me, and I want you to stay with me all day long. So we use that same word, you know, abiding. And the Bible says, except ye abide in me, you know, you can't do nothing. Amen. So we need to be with Christ. Amen. Be with what he stands for. Amen. Be with where he's going. Amen. You know, there were places that Jesus took them on journeys and went to do certain miracles, certain wonders. Amen. That their eyes had not never seen, and had not them that they kept what he said as attendance. Amen. You know, being with them. Amen. You know, sometimes we don't know what we're missing. Amen. When we are alienated. Amen. When we are drawn away from the teachings of Christ. Amen. That points us, amen, into the direction, you know, that we ought to take. The Bible said, amen, that in the Psalms 15, 1 through 5, Lord, who shall abide in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth. It's important, amen, that we speak the truth. For Jesus did say that, you know, that you shall know the truth. Amen. And the truth shall set you free. Amen. Any way that we can get deliverance is by holding fast or steadfast. That's another word, you know, when you remain. Amen. You become steadfast in your faith. Amen. In your ability, you know, to hear, because you're praying and you're listening to God, not just talking to him, but you want to hear what he got to say to you. Amen. So to continue, amen, stay in this condition, amen. Sometimes, you know, conditions can come in our life where want us to run. Amen. Want us to leave and retreat. But a good soldier, amen, he stays on guard. Amen. A good soldier, amen, keeps his armor on. Amen. A good soldier can break down his weapon. Amen. Just before the enemy arrive and get it in shape enough to commit, amen, to doing the warfare that God have assigned them to. And so really, that's abiding. I'm abiding in the word. He say in John that I am the vine. Amen. Amen. And the true vine. Amen. And ye are the branches. Amen. So the branches cannot bear fruit of itself. So it has no way of producing. Amen. Because for one thing, that is not abiding, it has been disconnected from the vine. Amen. So the resource and the things that are necessary for it to grow and put out. Amen. You know, Jesus said that take the parable of the fig tree, when the branch, amen, is yet tender, amen, putting forth its leaves, amen. You know, summer is near. So when trouble rise up in our life, amen, if we're not connected, amen, if we're not getting the source that we need from, you know, the ground, the seed that God planted in us, amen, we have to be connected to the ground, something that holds the power, amen, and nutrients, amen, that the plant need in order to be good for the eating. Amen. See, our lives are being tasted. Amen. Every day people are watching us. Amen. And see how we handle our Christianity. Amen. The life that we claim to have lived. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things has what? Become new. Amen. So we are new, and sometimes we may not reflect the newness that we speak about. Amen. And we may be in work in progress, but it is assured that, amen, a change has been made. Amen. God has made a change, amen, in our lives. See, in Genesis, amen, Isaac had the wood, amen, and he saw the fire, but he didn't know where was the sacrifice. So he had to stay connected with his daddy, amen, with his father, Abraham, amen, and stay with him. And even when he was tied to the altar, just like we are tied to the horns of the altar of what Christ have did on the cross. Amen. Now it keeps us whereby we are able to receive what? Eternal life. Eternal life by staying there, staying committed, staying being steadfast, suffering the things that we must suffer as being a servant of the Lord. Everyone that suffer, amen, you know, we got to go through. And sometimes the plant might not want to go through, but it's necessary. It's necessary that we be not moved, amen. And so to abide in Jesus Christ, and to abide in Jesus our Savior, that we might be able, amen, to stand during the times of life and not be ashamed, you know, of the suffering that we might have to go through. In Jeremiah 21:9, that there's a way that abideth in life and the way of death. He that abideth in the city, amen, dies by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. But he that goeth out and falleth to the Chaldean that besiege you, he shall live. God had spoke, amen, and told the prophet to tell him about their captivity in Babylon, amen. How that if they listened to the king of Babylon, amen, which was Nebuchadnezzar, amen, that he would spare their lives, amen. But if they leave, you know, that city, the king was given permission to burn it and to set it on fire, amen. And so if they remained, that type of abide remained when God told you to move. See, God can tell you what to do. Amen. And you will move on the word of God and be saved. Amen. But if you stay sometimes on your own understanding, lean not, amen, the Bible says, to thy own understanding. But what? In all thy ways, what? You acknowledge him. Jesus suffered much. Amen. He didn't want to, but he did. Amen. He died, amen, a shameful death, amen. But he stayed on the cross, amen, and didn't, amen, come down, amen, but stayed there that we might be able to live, amen. The changes, you know, that abiding makes too, in a sense, that we at one time were, you know, children, little children, slaves or servants of the Lord. But Christ Jesus has elevated us. The servant abide not in the house forever, but the son abide. And so build up your relationship with God as the sons of God. Amen. 1 John 3:2. In the 12th chapter, amen, you know, it says that grain of wheat of John 24, that grain of wheat that we were talking about a few minutes ago, was that It has to be connected to the ground, amen, in order to come up, amen, bring forth fruit, amen. And we, too, are fruit bearers, amen. You know, we have the love of God and joy, amen. Somebody want to see joy in your attitudes and the way you handle certain things. And when they look and see, amen, that, amen, through all that you've been through, amen, that God has put joy in your heart, amen, has put kindness, amen. He's a kind God and long-suffering. And you know how to handle things when trouble rises and when difficult times come, you know, in your life, amen, and others need an answer for what makes you do what you do, amen. What makes you be able to live, you know, in the way that you're living after all of this is going on, our world, we can see sometimes how much trouble, how our political arenas are and how, you know, our government, amen. But yet, amen, the child of God, the one that it can't do nothing, amen, of itself except it abide in the vine, except it know of what God. See, Jesus lived the life and died the life. It's the death, burial, and resurrection, amen, of Christ Jesus. He lived it, amen. He suffered for right, amen. Are you suffering for right? Are you being beaten? Or not? You don't have to be beaten, but there are other things that can tackle, you know, and come against your thought, amen, come against what you think about certain things. And many times others will try you, amen, and see what you think about this and that. So our attitude got to change, amen. You know, our mind, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, amen. Old things are passed away. And not only that, but Romans said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present, amen, what? Your bodies as a, what? Living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is what? Your reasonable. That it just seemed like that's the least you could do for God. Amen. When you doing a reasonable, that means that you ain't gone all out. Sometimes you may not have stretched out far as you could go. Amen. But God, who he is, will receive you unto himself. Amen. Just like you is. Yeah, I'm broken. I'm hurting. I don't feel like doing what you want me to do. But because you said it, amen, yeah, be it at your word. Amen. That's what Mary said to the disciple. Whatever he say, do. Do it. Amen. Whatever he said, do. So God sent Jesus. Amen. Jesus Christ, who we abide in. Amen. Jesus Christ, who we are dwelling in. Jesus Christ, who is our hope. Amen. Our Redeemer. Amen. Abiding in me as I abide in you. So what we need to do, that God, we need to abide in Christ just like he abide in his Father. Amen. Whatever his Father will, what he said, I only do what I see my Father do. Amen. Yeah. I work and my Father work. Amen. So he was imitating. Amen. Paul said, be ye what? Imitators of me. Mm-hmm. As I am also of Christ Jesus. So when we look at the word abiding, amen, it takes a whole lot of different pictures of what we can produce in our own life, amen. Because you remember what Rachel and Leah, amen, the two daughters of Laban, amen. Joseph Jacob was going to marry them. Amen. Was going to marry them. And the Bible said one of them was weak-eyed.
Leah. Yeah. And the other one was beautiful. Amen. Good to look at. Amen. Yeah, nice. Amen. You know, and you know how we like it, that we want to have the person, well, this is my wife. Amen. You know, and then, but she represent us. Amen. So, but he didn't know his father-in-law was a trickster. Amen. Just like him. Sometimes you got to work in the way of God, even when a trickster is there. Even when you know you're being misused, even though you know that he's not right as what he's doing, because you made an agreement with him, amen. But yet he turned away from it, and now he wants you to work 7 more years, amen. Yeah, for Rachel, amen. But yet you have to go through. That's what abiding in God. And maybe life sometime have showed us certain things that we may have failed at. But yet, amen, because God giving us another chance, amen, to do things all over again. And how would you do it? I'm going to give you another opportunity to get it right. I'm going to let you take the test of life, or how it is to be good, amen. How it is to humble yourself, how it is to come down when you feel like you could be up, because everything that Jacob touched, amen, it prospered, amen. So it wasn't that he didn't have what he really needed, but he wanted Rachel. Amen. And because he wanted Rachel, amen, he had to come under the rule of living. Amen. And sometimes we got to come under some hard rules. Some hard rules, being a child of God. This test is not easy now. And many times we're taking it over. I can say for my own self, I done took test after test. Praise the Lord. But yet, amen, I'm still here. Amen. God is still doing great work. Amen. Abide in me and I in you as the branch. Amen. I like that. Amen. Cannot bear fruit of itself. Except what? It abide in the vine. So we got to live in such a way that we are worth. You know, God is worth our praise. God is worth, whatever little that we can do. Amen. You know, that God did everything because he made us in his own image. Amen. God did everything because he set this world, amen, for us. Amen. Gave us the garden. Amen. Gave us all that we could eat. Amen. Didn't leave nothing out but just one. And that was simply because he knew what it would result in. What would it do? The Bible says, for the wages of sin was death. Amen. And the gift. And God intended us to have eternal life always. Amen. And I thank God for this chance, this opportunity to be able to say a few words on abiding. Amen. Abiding in Christ. In Christ. You know, in is something. You know, it's like you got a box and you got a package you want to send off. Amen. Yeah, you don't want to ship it like that. Amen. But you want to put it in another container. Amen. In other words, a covering. Amen. Jesus became our covering. Amen. For the sins. Our container had got bad. Amen. And Jesus want to fix it up and get it where it can be mailed off, amen, into the Father's hand. Praise the Lord. God is a good God. Amen. And 1 Corinthians, amen, 13 say, now abide faith, hope, and charity. These three, but the greatest is charity. And so really, you know, when we abiding, amen, make sure that we got the faith, amen. We believing and trusting in God. Then we're expecting something, amen. I'm expecting to receive all that God has spoke. Amen. For he did say, if you did what he say, amen, he would give you according to what you ask. Amen. Because why? You know, a righteous man, amen, when he pray, has much reward. Amen. So I thank God, amen, for the opportunity, the chance, amen, to do what he asks of us. In the First John, the second chapter, and the 24th verse, say, let therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you. Remain. Stay there. It got to be there at all times. So sometimes we got to keep watching and can't let our guards down and slip. Amen. For we don't know when the Lord might come. Amen. For he do and said he would come as a thief and a robber by night. And so to gather up, I just want to thank BJ for allowing me to stand or to sit. Amen. I thank God that I'd rather just sit and be humble like a student or a child. Amen. That is getting all his understanding from that master teacher. Amen. For we learn, amen, from one another. So I would that you were blessed, amen, by these words, and know that God has promised us what? Eternal life. That's it. Keep on. Okay. So we want to say to you today, amen. We pray, amen, that God will bless you. I hope that I came through pretty clear for, amen. God have given us another chance to do the things that are necessary for us to do. And we pray, too, that you, too, who are listening ears, amen, all over the world or wherever this station is reaching, amen, might be able to be know too that they are children of God and they can do all that God has commanded us to do, because God, amen, he will give us the strength, amen, that we need. And so I want to say thanks again, amen, and God bless and the Lord keep you is my prayer. Thank you.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union.